I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Who would like to go first?
Clint?
I would not mind. I found a good story. Hope I didn't steal y'all's story, but this is near and dear to my heart for multiple reasons, so I had to go ahead and run with it.
Fire away.
So there's a gal trying to fly. Okay, yeah. She's attempting to fly from Orlando to Cleveland.
That is a Florida story. Yeah.
I guess Orlando. I did not. I forgot. Sorry, I'm learning.
That's okay.
Frontiers Airlines, which, if you know, every one of those, I fly a lot. Right now, Frontier Airlines, awfully cheap.
Yeah, I like Frontier. They're based out of Denver, and they were the first airline I'd ever been on that had the TVs embedded in the seat and the head of the seat in front of you.
Correct me
if I'm wrong.
Now
they all have it. But
correct me if I'm wrong. Is that one, or is that Spirit that has the...
Spirit is the horrible one that charges you for every little thing.
There you go.
They charge you for oxygen.
For my backpack, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, this old gal, she's trying to fly from Orlando to Cleveland. She is carrying an animal with her.
And okay, what do they call it? A therapy animal?
Service animal?
Service animal, yeah.
Support animal.
Support animal, that's what it is.
I'm sure that y'all are all correct. Everybody's correct.
Yeah.
Support animal she's carrying on board. Apparently, before you fly, which I'm not a big animal guy, I'm damn sure not an animal guy that carries them on planes with me.
Yeah, I've seen people do that, though. Like, they bring their dog, support
about
dog.
The only time, in my opinion, when it's really, really acceptable is if she is extremely attractive. And I'm not talking about the dog, right? So that's about really
so
only
that's,
time.
So it's acceptable if the person is
otherwise,
hot.
It's annoying as hell, to be completely honest with you.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's it. So anyway, she's got – and apparently when that happens, you have to fill out on your reservation. There's a part you have to fill out that says I've got a support animal, okay? But there's not a spot where you necessarily have to disclose what kind of animal it is.
I think most people assume it's a dog, right? I've only ever seen support dogs.
Well, that may be why.
Support cats?
That may be why she didn't mention, right?
Yeah, I guess if there's no space to say what kind of animal it is, I think everybody just generally assumes it's a dog.
They board the plane. This gal's got a support squirrel.
A squirrel?
A squirrel.
I've seen this video.
Which, I must be late, but to me, when there was a time in the past from a social media standpoint where if somebody came at me a little bit sideways or something, it always ended with "beat it, squirrel." That's what you said. So
yeah.
The squirrel really caught my eye here, but as I started reading through it, I thought, boy, this is really touching me in several different ways. Every passenger on the flight had to deplane before it ever took off in Orlando. That leads me to this is another sensitive spot with me is anytime one individual is holding up the lives of multiple individuals, especially as many people.
Dude, a plane ain't multiple. That's like hundreds.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but even if it was just three or four, if it was a handful, it would drive me nuts. So that's where it leads me to stupid people doing stupid things. One, you held up the entire plane. I don't care what it was for.
Right.
She held it. She refused to get off the plane. They had to call the police.
They
had
removed
to come.
Her.
Remove her from the plane.
She's in a wheelchair.
He's taking my damn story. How about this?
No, I've seen the video.
Right.
I'm not giving anything away.
There's not a whole lot to it other than I'm pretty passionate about multiple facets of this story, and it pisses me off, and I don't know if I've ever read one that touched on stupid people doing stupid things, at least in my opinion. At the end of the day, the story just goes, everybody had to deplane because this brought a squirrel on, didn't disclose it. The airlines, apparently, if it's a rodent, if it's in the rodent family, you can't bring it on the plane.
This is easy with all due respect.
You got to hide that squirrel, right?
Hey, you got to keep that squirrel covered if you're going to get on a plane with it.
Here's why you need to find the video.
Okay.
When they took her off the plane and wheeled her through the gate area.
Now I feel bad that she was in a wheelchair. Thanks. Appreciate it, brother.
Well,
but go ahead.
Yes.
It doesn't make her any less stupid.
I feel bad for anyone in a wheelchair, but she's a dumbass for bringing a squirrel on a plane.
Right.
As they were wheeling her through the gate and all the passengers were standing around that had to deplane, as they were wheeling her, she's got this stern look, pissed off look on her face, isn't saying a word, and is just holding up two hands like this.
Oh, she went Earl Thomas?
She went Earl Thomas on the whole plane as they wheeled her away from the gate.
See, I mean, and again, I'm glad you broke the story, broke the ending. But I mean, that's just, people like that just blow my mind, man. It really pisses me off.
I'm fascinated by how she apparently, if she has this squirrel, then it's her pet. How do you tame a squirrel? I know they're not like violent creatures, but they're creatures that don't, they don't generally obey commands,
yeah,
you know?
I don't think they're domesticated.
Yeah, anything right. In the rodent family rubs me wrong anyway, but like, I don't understand. Rabbits, like rabbits are one thing, like rabbits in the house and like rabbits that you hold and that are in your bed and stuff, and squirrels. Like, I don't understand what that, you're looking at me like you're a rabbit
No. You're painting a picture that horrifies me, like people with rabbits in their bed and squirrels. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, is what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, that's so strange to me. And for somebody to cause all these issues over a damn squirrel just and not get off the plane, I mean, even if I was right and I felt like I was right and there was a disturbance on a plane, I'd be like, all right, let me get off. Let these people go on. Let me and you handle this.
Yeah,
I wouldn't end up giving double rods to the rest of the plane.
Well, somehow
that
I think
classic. I'll find it and send it to you.
Somehow I think the person who thought that bringing a squirrel onto a plane is a good idea doesn't have the sense to go, you know what? Let me step aside. Let me they're inherently lacking the self awareness to begin with right. with the squirrel. So
beat it, squirrel.
That's it. Yeah, with all due respect, Rich, what do you got?
I have a story about baseball and burgers from the state of Wisconsin.
Oh.
Tomorrow night, the Brewers, who seems like they're flying under the radar, even though they had the best record in the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers will host the Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. If the Brewers win that game, I love good promotions like this. A local restaurant chain that's only in Wisconsin, so I'm guessing our boss Ryan McCredden knows all about George Webb Restaurants. They're across Wisconsin. There's like 31 of them. They're, I guess, best known for their burgers. And if the Brewers win Game 1 tomorrow night, they're going to give away a bunch of free burgers at all their locations, which is great.
Genius. Free advertising.
Well, when I saw this and read a little bit more about it, I found out that George Webb Restaurants has been doing baseball-related promotions since the 1940s in Wisconsin. It started with the owner predicting that the then Milwaukee Braves in Wisconsin would win 12 games in a row. As a matter of fact, he turned it into a promotion where he wrote on all his napkins, "We'll give away free burgers if the Braves win 12 in a row." Well, the Braves moved to Atlanta in 65. He never had to give away the free burgers.
Did he know they were moving?
I don't know.
Okay.
But the Brewers came to Milwaukee in 1970.
Yeah.
And so George Webb Restaurants decided, we're going to start doing our thing again. If the Brewers win 12 straight games, we're giving away free hamburgers.
Were they the Seattle Pilots?
For one year.
And then they moved to Milwaukee.
For one year, yes. So on April 19th, 1987, the Brewers won an extra inning game, and it was their 12th consecutive win. So George Webb had to give away a lot of hamburgers, 25,000 pounds of ground beef.
Wow, that's a lot of cows.
Over 168,000 burgers. And so they're saying that at all 31 locations this time around, they're ready. They've stocked up to give away all these free burgers if the Brewers win. I think it's a cool prediction, or it's a cool promotion. Enter Milwaukee native Rodney Waters, who was around in 1987 when George Webb gave away those more than 168,000 free hamburgers. Rodney got a couple. One of them he didn't eat. Instead, he named it Little Georgie. He kept it in its wrapper, put it in a Ziploc bag, and it's been sitting in his freezer for 30 years. Little Georgie, the George Webb Restaurant's burger, has been in his freezer for 30 years. He's gone so far as to have the burger notarized to verify its authenticity. Says he's never going to eat it. He might consider auctioning it off for charity. With all due respect, check this guy's freezer for a human head.
Yeah, no kidding. I was just going to say, this is like Ted Williams, where his head's kept in a cryogen
Dude,
chamber.
If you're keeping a burger for 30 years and you're naming that burger and notarizing that burger, I think that's just cause for a full search of the premises.
This is Wisconsin, right? Is that where Jeffrey Dahmer was from?
Dahmer's from was a Milwaukee guy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All due respect, Dahmer had a little Georgie in his freezer.
Oh, yeah, he probably
he had quite a couple of them.
Yeah. Right. George Sr. and George Jr.
Headline, Milwaukee man still clinging to free burger he won in 1987.
Oh, that's very normal. Very yeah. normal.
Stupid people doing stupid
oh,
things.
Oh, you got that right. Well, that's good. Well, I hope the Webb restaurant has to give away a whole bunch of burgers.
George Webb restaurant. Yeah. We'll have to ask Ryan if their burgers are any good.
Okay. Boss, if you're listening, text us. Give us your rundown on the George Webb burgers. All right, my story, I'll go quick. This is a follow-up to a story that I think we had as all due respect. If not, I know we've talked about it on the show before. Maybe not when the day that you were on with us, Clint. But the Detroit Tigers announced team that was shelved in early September.
Yes.
Great story.
Yes. Yeah, I thought you were going bestiality or something on me. Tigers. I got you. Yeah, Detroit
no,
Tigers. Baseball
Tigers.
Team.
This isn't
I got
about
you.
A domesticated tiger that someone brought on a plane.
I got you. I didn't know.
Fox Sports Detroit commentators Rod Allen and Mario Impemba, they will not be returning to the broadcast booth for the Tigers next season. The two have not been on TV since early September after a physical altercation that took place following a game in Chicago. The Detroit Free Press reports that multiple sources told them Allen and Impemba weren't going to be back, stemming from the physical altercation when Allen allegedly assaulted Impemba by choking him from behind, allegedly because of a chair that was in the broadcast booth. Apparently, there is a chair that's in the broadcast booth that has a special sort of structure or bend to it because
right.
Allen has some back issues, and Impemba was sitting in that chair when Allen came in, and apparently the tension's gone on forever between these two, and they've been doing games for over a decade together, and it reached a boiling point.
It did.
There were prickly words from Impemba about an early afternoon interview, I guess, at some point along the way that Allen was supposed to do with an outfielder from the Tigers, and Allen blew it off. So these two do not like the cut of each other's jib, and it winds up in a rear-naked chokehold with Allen and Impemba. It winds up with the two of them on a leave of absence, which leads to the two of them not having their contracts renewed.
Ugh.
With all due respect, Impemba is a Michigan native who was making $500,000 a year to do play-by-play for the Tigers.
What?
$500,000? Allen was making $350,000.
Seems like plenty of money to buy your own chair.
Golly.
Well, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. All due respect, how to flush your dream job down the toilet.
No doubt. How do you pay somebody half a meal to do play-by-play and then fire them over choking some dude?
Well, no, he was the chokee.
Either way, it's like, I mean, if he's worth half a meal, I'll let you get away with choking a guy or two. Or getting choked for all of that.
Clint's trying to devise a lawsuit out of the thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, generally speaking, those types of jobs, wages have gone down over the last couple of decades.
I was shocked.
For guys who do that.
Yep.
They may have done the organization a favor by having this fight.
This may be a decision that they were going to arrive at anyways when their contracts were up.
Yeah.
Could be. All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.